No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 22nd day of March 2021. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Tomorrow, top leaders from the Asian communities of many of Texas's biggest cities plan a news conference to demand action from state and local leaders to address anti-Asian hate crimes on the increase since the start of the pandemic and now being discussed with more urgency in the wake of last week's massage parlor shootings in Atlanta. Stop AAPI Hate, a California-based reporting center for the Asian American Pacific Islander community, reported 3,795 incidents from March 19, 2020 to February 28, 2021. According to their report, Texas was ranked number 4 in the number of hate-related incidents targeting Asians. Since last summer's protests for racial justice in the wake of the killing of George Floyd, attention has turned to systemic racism, including racial discrimination baked into the law and enforcement of it. One obvious and painful reminder for many can be found in deeds across Texas, documents prepared decades ago, including covenants that were recorded against a property's title, prohibiting future owners from selling, renting, or allowing the property to be used by people of certain races or ethnicities. Although the Supreme Court ruled back in 1948 that courts couldn't enforce these covenants, and they became illegal with the 1968 Fair Housing Act. More than 50 years later, untold numbers of property deeds in Texas retain the racist and discriminatory language. That will finally change if Royce West is successful with SB 30, a Texas Senate bill that would create a mechanism to remove that language from property conveyances. This morning, we spoke with Democratic Senator Royce West over a phone connection, despite technical issues with the line. Senator West explained why this is a priority and how the measure would actually work.
Well, the Lieutenant Governor's made a priority bill. That's when we see Senate Bill 30, or bills within the first 100, you know it's a priority bill for the Lieutenant Governor. I'm glad to see that, and then he asked me to carry the bill. And so I'm the author of the bill, but I was able also to get the other members of the Senate to join.
Explain something to me, sir, because some people see this as symbolic and not urgent, and especially considering that this has been on the agenda for some time. Why do you think there is new urgency, and could you explain to me the damage that having these racist clauses in property deeds continues to do?
Well, what this particular bill does, it gives us an opportunity to get that language out of the documents just by going to clerk's office and pointing out the language, and then the clerk, once the attorney general puts together the form, will be able to strike the language from the documents. There's still a lot of work to be done in housing, though, and for those that want to continue to fight this battle, it is a battle that needs to be fought. I have other bills that would say that you cannot discriminate against someone because of the source of their income. And so there's still a lot of battles out there that we need to fight.
I gather you've heard testimony on this. Did anything stand out to you from constituents that you heard from?
Well, you know, the good thing is that Senator Whitmire was a significant co-author with me in the end of the Senate. And between the two of us, we've heard issues of when someone looks at their deed, they see this language in there. Even though the language isn't legal anymore, for those persons that don't know that it's not legal, they could think that, the land cannot be or the house cannot be sold to them because of the color of their skin or their religion or several other factors that are variables that are in the bill itself.
One of the things that I'm wanting to understand is some people that see this as an historic legacy of systemic racism's past. And not a present danger as such. Could you talk a little bit about that and how you would respond to people who might say this just isn't a pressing concern at this point?
I think housing discrimination is still an issue in this country. And to the poor, unsuspecting person who wants to get a house that may or may not know that you cannot discriminate, and they see that language, then they think that language is still valid language in this country, but obviously it's not. And so this particular document will give individuals who have an interest in land opportunity to cure this language. And it needs to be stricken from the record, if you will, of this country.
Why hasn't this been done years ago, especially considering that other states have taken such action?
Well, why is it that we haven't done a lot of things that would bridge the divide of racism in this state? It just hadn't been done. The will had not been there. And, you know, it's better now than later to get this done. And so I think that this is a small step, but there's still much work to be done, and hoping people will be persistent and intentional in getting these things addressed. Housing, police reform, you name it.
Democratic State Senator Royce West talking about Senate Bill 30, one of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's legislative priorities as well. This would actually remove racist clauses in property deeds that were put in place earlier in the 20th century. Senator, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.